Okay, good morning, good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Alexandra and Friends podcast. And I am your co-host, Elena Glassman, and Marshall Johnson with us. And we have Alexandra herself this morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
She is looking good.
I'm so blessed to be here today because, as y'all know, I've been a little bit skipping our shows I had a little bit of surgery. And by God, we'll have a show about that particular type of surgery.
Absolutely.
Soon, I hope, because I never realized how many people use a dirty word called
cancer.
And by gosh, we need to really talk to people about that because it is, you never know from one moment to the next. But
That's good morning.
Welcome to Alexandra and Friends at Purple Cow Branding Studio. And we have a beautiful studio, and we'd love to invite you to come and join us on the first and last Saturday of every month, and come and visit our studio and enjoy a cup of coffee and get to meet our guests, which are fabulous. We have a fabulous guest today, and the team, which is, we'd like to say thank you to Michael Clark, who's our producer, who's an amazing producer. I want to say thank you so much to my associate, Rob Bliss, who is sponsoring our shows now in this beautiful studio. And to Marshall Johnson, who is a great co-host and has been holding this whole thing together. And of course, Elena, what can I say? You're my wonderful friend and a great Shabbat to everybody. And thank you to everybody for being here. And also, I want to thank G, who is the, I call it the foundation of the pockets of the Purple Cow Branding Studio with Rob Bliss. So thank you so much. We will have a story later on where I've been and what my journey has been like, but this morning we have an amazing show, and we're going to start first with our Pledge of Allegiance by the Clark family.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You are listening to Alexandra and Friends, and on this beautiful Saturday morning. So we do not open our show without a prayer. So I'm going to have Miss Marshall to start us off with a prayer.
You know, I give him glory.
Woohoo!
Yes. I don't know about you guys, but I give him glory. So very important to me. Absolutely. Bow your head.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura, for this amazing podcast. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, God, to teach me how to remain sharing your gifts and your love among your people, God. Thank you, God, for this amazing guest today. So excited to hear all about her journey, God, and bless the team, bless Purple Cow Branding, and thank you for our fans, and thank you for the ones who take their time and listen to us every month. And we give you all the glory and all the praise, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so this is amazing time because we actually have three published authors on this show today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And Marshall.
Yes.
Has
Elena.
Yes.
Actually, we have four because y'all know that I have a book too, which I've never talked about.
Okay.
It was about real estate. And it's on, if you go to my Facebook, you'll see it on the Facebook.
Well, four published authors right here.
Four.
So
I'm not surprised.
But I was just about real estate. Y'all are about the real thing.
Oh, no, real estate is important.
Is
we can't live without real estate.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Well, I'm going to turn it over to y'all to introduce this beautiful lady that came because Rob, surprise
have it.
Rob says, you got to have this wonderful life coach. And you know what I was waiting for? I said, okay, this is what we need this Saturday.
Yes.
We need a life coach.
That. Yes.
Marshall.
Yes.
So why don't you bring it on board?
Well, okay.
Or Elena. What did I do? Elena.
Well, I got to know Jennifer this morning, and we've got quite a few things in common, which is like kindred spirits, and I just love that. Instantly, we became fast friends. Jennifer Loading.
has been a life coach, a success coach, for quite some time, just stemmed from her journey in life and many things that she has learned from previous businesses and mistakes and successes that she has learned and grown from. She is an entrepreneur coach. So any of you thinking about starting a new business, she's got all the resources to get you started.
Wow.
And she has quite a journey from just struggles with health and businesses, life in general, that she has so much wisdom to share with us. And she wrote a book right here, Beat the Toughest Obstacles. And I can tell you right away that she is quite a positive energy ball, just all in one little person. And so you get around her, you cannot help but just get a bit more encouraged in positivity in life. And so without further ado, is Jennifer Loading. So tell us a little bit about yourself and share with our audience.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on here. You guys are just all awesome. I'm loving y'all's energy. Like, this is so great. I'm like, I need co-hosts like this on my show. This is amazing.
That's awesome.
So I like to call myself a success architect because I'm kind of all those things that you talked about. And I really think it's just been sort of a culmination of all the things I've gone through. I mean, I've gone from being in a network marketing with Mary Kay for 22 years, building teams, building businesses, to having a health crisis, to becoming a marathon runner, to changing my lifestyle, my diet. And I've taken, I feel like, the best of all of those things and brought them together. And that's really how I help my clients and all of the work that I do. So the podcast, the book, the coaching, everything is really just an extension of my passion to really help people be healthy in life, in business, in all areas. And that really starts with us getting to a place of fulfillment. There's a lot that goes into that. I say it's, you know, it's a framework is what it is, of modalities that I do that teach people how to really create a life that they want to live by.
That's awesome. Because we got to remember that we're here for a purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
And we have to know the purpose of where we're going in our purpose.
That's
and
right.
I thank you for allowing yourself to be open to help others to get to their purpose.
You
know, so it takes 100% of you knowing you, right?
Yeah.
And so thanks for that. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. It does. It takes being vulnerable in the sense that I've made a lot of mistakes. You know, I've been an entrepreneur. I grew up in an entrepreneur space. I've been in that space for, you know, we're going on 25 years now. And I know that doesn't seem like long, but it is. There's been a lot of road hurdles in that, and a lot of, I'm very stubborn. You probably can tell with all that energy also comes a lot of stubborn and tenacity. And so I've had to do things on my terms. And the beauty of that is I've learned to be able to find the win in everything I do, even in really hard situations. My health has kind of taken a little bit of a hit again in the last few years. I'm dealing with I don't know if they're related or not, but another condition. And that first go around that I had really taught me to how to have tenacity and to fight and to learn to find the positive in that situation. And so it's why I do what I do. It's really why I continue to do the work I do, because when I'm helping other people, I'm also learning for me, right?
Oh,
I'm helping
absolutely.
Myself get through things. And how do we learn? The best way to learn is to teach others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to understand others also, because our journeys are so different. But at the end of the journey, the train stops and you get off.
Ooh.
And that's, when I started with this, I always call it a journey. Everything I do is a journey. And
that's
the
right.
train just goes and you have, and there's several stops you make through the journey and then you get back on that train and keep on going. So interesting. Well, I was very excited when Rob called me and told me about you and I thought, oh my gosh, life coach, our show is about life, health, wealth and love.
Yep.
So when I heard that life coach, it just kind of immediately put me into, oh my gosh, this fits so good. Especially, you know, I don't know how this eclipse is bringing people to a different world, I think. The world is kind of, and here we are, four of us that have different trends in our lives. And we've all had low times, high times, and in between.
Absolutely.
But I read a little bit about your bio and wow. You've had your share of train stops.
Yes, I have. I think it's that stubbornness in me. Yeah, no, and it has, and that's a thing. You know, I think that we learn lessons in those moments, right? When we're brought to our knees and we have to be humble and get to a place of hard, that's when we make real change. And I think that we get stuck behind a lot of our beliefs and our paradigms. And I talk about so much during those times. I have a coming to Jesus moment where I realized that a lot of the things that were happening to me were for me, but they were happening because of things that I was doing in my own life, behaviors, patterns, habits. And I really had to go in and look at, how am I contributing to this? And I had a practitioner, he was a holistic practitioner in the middle of this. I do talk about this in my book. I remember walking in and him asking me, what were you doing at the time that this happened? And in at that moment, I became angry because I thought, wait a minute, I didn't cause this. This was inflicted upon me. Well, in hindsight, when I went back to write the book, you know, a few years later, I had a very different outlook on that. I realized there were things that I was doing in my life in that moment, because at that time, my children were 16, 8, and 12, or 16, 12, and 8.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I was homeroom mom, PTO mom, field trip mom, running a business, doing this, doing that, living in the fast food lane. And I realized that, yes, I had I had something that I was doing that contributed to the problem that was going on. And what could I do to change that situation going forward? I maybe not be able to cure every part of the condition, but I could have a different outlook on it. And I could make use of the good in that to make a difference in my life and in other people's.
That's right. Because That's really good. Because I feel like I always say, as me being a cancer survivor, I really say to everybody who runs into this situation that positivity is the key. It's that mind. It's your mental state. Are you positive? Are you a positive person?
Absolutely.
Do you really, really love with all your heart? Do you really, really care?
Yeah, I can tell you do, and I like you.
Yeah, you have
I've learned to be humble. Yes. I learned to know that peace is the key. And I think once learn that in life, in anything that you do in life, in anything that you are involved with, you have to grab onto peace, and you have to keep that mental state very important, because that's the key of you getting healed in so many ways, along with the peace, along with the faith.
Yes. A lot of the battle is really in the mind, in your spirit, because if in your head you give up, you've given up, and that goes to the rest of your body. And I remember years ago, I've heard about this book. The title is "The Body is the Slave of the Mind." Mm-hmm. And so whatever you think, and you know, all the positive thinking, it directs the rest of your body to react that way. And so you make up your mind, no, today's a new day. I'm going to be positive no matter how my body feels. It makes a huge difference. And I'm sure that's what Jennifer talks a lot about with her clients as well. And so in your journey, from your testimonies of your successes in the business world and the journey of getting healthy, what was the biggest thing that you brought to your clients when you started your business coaching them for whatever areas that they needed that?
Great question.
I will tell you, this has evolved a lot. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because now I'm studying, I continue to study things. And right now I'm reading a really good book that's talking about self-confidence and self-worth, how these are two very different things that we try to simultaneously put together. But I'm also studying some other stuff that goes into talking about, you know, vagus nerve stimulation and regulating the vagus nerve, which is tied to a lot of these beliefs and the energy that we put around them. So when I talk about what I bring to my clients, this has been an evolving process. I mean, it started out in the beginning. I was working with clients. They would come to me with their fitness journey, and we were working through the mind space of that. Now it's much more about, how do I get them to find what you're talking about, that peace? Because when you understand, when you are at peace with yourself, it means you value who you are, you value how you show up as a person. You're no longer tied to all of your self-worth being wrapped around your success. It's no longer about the traits and the things that you've learned. You're confident with who you are, and that brings a certain amount of peace. So I'm really about, how do I help my clients move into that space where they feel good about what they're doing, but they're no longer binded by these numbers and this, I have to achieve this and feel unfulfilled at the end of that achievement, right? Like we all, you know, for those of us all of us have achieved goals, right? Okay, so you think about like the marathon runner. I have ran marathons, right? You train how long to run a marathon? Same thing having a baby.
Yeah.
You get to the end of that, you're excited, right? And then it's over. And then you go, well, that's over. What's next, right? How am I going to top that off? We're unfulfilled, right? That's where that peace comes in, is that we learn to embrace the journey and get to that place where we love what we're doing every day, day in and day out. I don't mean it's perfect every minute, but overall, we love what we're doing day in and day out, that we can weather through anything, and we have that peace in who we are as an individual. That's what I'm about. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That is so good.
Yeah, it took me a long time to figure that out.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I have to go through hard stuff, I think, to get to that.
You got
to
fall down and get back up.
Yeah.
You got to fall down and get back up.
Sometimes you
got
to do it a lot.
Yes, yes.
Well, and I think one of the important things that you're saying is that your mind works your body and your body works your mind. But, you know, I didn't know I was sick. I had no idea I was sick. All I knew that I was losing weight. I weighed 104 pounds on March 15th when I went into surgery. They call it skeletal look. That's how bad it was. And I kept thinking to myself, what the heck? I've been doing all this every day. I get up every day. I go to work. And I had no realization that I knew that something was changing within my body. But I think sometimes we don't look at ourselves and something's changing. What do I do? Where do we go from here? What's next? Because you want to continue working and you want to continue feeling good. You want people to do business with you. And I think that's where you stop. You got to stop. You got to think. And sometimes it's very scary.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Very scary.
I was going to say the fear.
It's the fear.
It plays a very strong part when you allow it to come in and take a seat. And that's what's wrong with us sometimes.
Yes.
We know we see the mental health and the physical health
hitting us. That's it right there.
But we don't want to take the move and say, okay, I'm going to have to schedule a doctor's appointment. I'm going to have to go in here and see what's really going on. Because I'm simply not myself. It doesn't matter what it takes. But you got to stop. Because you know you're not you.
Exactly. And I think when you're coaching, so when you're sitting and speaking, let's say you were speaking to us, what would you say to each of us
as you're
watching us? What would you say to Michelle? What would you say to Elena and to me?
What would you say?
I think you guys have awesome energy. I'm going to say that first of all. And I like you as human beings. So I think that's important. But I think for each of us, it's really, I think when we show up from a place of we're doing the work we should be doing, like we're in alignment with how we see our life. And I think that is so important. And that's like one of the first things I do with people, because when you look at people that I feel like are miserable, a lot of times it's because they're in a place where they're probably not growing, they're probably not serving other people, and they're probably doing things that are not really in alignment with how they see their life. And there's some victimness going in that. There's some, they may not be taking accountability at this point for why their life is going that way. I think when we get to a place, and I think you guys are kind of there because I'm feeling that energy. I think when we get to a place where we know that all of our decisions are our decisions, we own them, right? And if we're not doing something that's in alignment with how we see our life, then we need to stop and look at that. What are we doing every day? If we're driving to a job, you know, from 8 to 5, but we hate being in traffic, we hate our lives, we're miserable, we're unhealthy. I'm not saying, you know, I'm going to be clear, don't go quit your job, right? I don't want anybody doing that. But I'm saying that should force us to pause and look and say, is this really how I want my life to look? And if it isn't, what can I do to change that? Is there some small thing I can do to make a difference today so that 5 years from now that looks a little bit different,
you know?
Excellent.
So if you guys are living in your purpose, I think you are, because you're showing up and good energy. And I think when we're in that place, it shows. It comes through in everything we do.
Yes. Jennifer, earlier in our conversation, you mentioned about mentors. You mentioned about community. And I wanted to hear your take on, you know, speaking to people in general or your clients, how important that networking and the community and your mentors mean to you.
That's a good thing, because I think we are, you know, like the five most people we hang around. So you guys are in good place, in good company.
Totally true.
You know, I've been blessed that you and I talked, and we were both in the network marketing space. I was in Mary Kay for 22 years, so I've had mentors from a very early age on. My mom and dad were entrepreneurs, and so I kind of grew up in that space and understood, you know, the ethics of working hard and being having tenacity. But I never really had mentors growing up. And so when I stepped foot into the Mary Kay world, I was in my late 20s as a first time mother with about 2 years old at the time. And I went into that community of having support, and I didn't really understand what that meant. And then I got 22 years of that, of being walked into having consistent mentors. And when I left Mary Kay in 22 to pursue other things, it was one of the things I have continued to say, I miss that community of sisterhood within that organization, because it was so powerful.
That's so
good. It really was. I had people believe in me in a time when I didn't believe in myself, you know. And I remember going into some of my first meetings, this one particular adopted director I had, you know, I'd walk in every Monday to the meeting and she would say, "How are you?" And I'd say, "Fine." And she'd say, "No, you're great." Mm-hmm. And it annoyed me in the beginning because I was kind of a cynical person, but I realized the power in that, what she was doing, because our words meant something. And so every time she would say, "You're great." And I finally got to a place where I would say, "I'm great." Even if I didn't believe it sometimes, I would say, "I'm great." You know? And so I think mentors are, if I can say the word, just huge. They are huge. You need them in life. You need them in business. You do. And so I continue to network and go out, and I have paid for mentors outside of that. I had a mentor for 2 years. I just ended that relationship. So it's a continual thing. I think it's important to have mentors and community and people that can lift you, support you, encourage you. To be your best you.
That's so right. good. And obviously you're friends with Rob Bliss, and he is a big believer in
great
networking and mentorship.
And uplifting helping.
Yes, he's wearing a button that says, "I love networking."
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about community, I just thought about Rob does it so well here, creating that community where small business owners can come together and uplift one another, because sometimes you have your highs and your lows, and y'all would know. Because entrepreneurs, you know, you go through those times, but having other people lifting you up, and there's no hidden agenda, just really loving on each other and believing in the goal that we all have. And so now, whether it's for health reasons or businesses or just life in general, and sometimes we go through those low moments, and I'm sure some of your clients would come to you with that. What do you think would be some practical tools or things that you can offer as advice to get out of the funk, so to speak?
There's a lot to this. It's a loaded question. Okay. So if I was starting out with somebody, I would probably, like, one of the first things I like to do with people, you know, aside from designing what this life is going to look like for them, is to really get clear about belief systems. And I'm reading this book right now by Jamie Kern. I think it's Jamie Kern Lima. It's called Worthy. It's a really good book. I recommend you grab it if you haven't. It's endorsed by Oprah and Mel Robbins.
Tony I like
Robbins.
The title.
Yeah, it's good. It is really good. She created It Cosmetics and sold it for $1.2 billion to L'Oreal.
Wow.
I mean, and she was on QVC, and it's a crazy story. Ended up with 200 appearances on there, but she talks about the difference between, you know, worthy and confidence. And we do a lot of things in our life to build our confidence.
Yes, we do.
The problem is we don't do a lot of things to address the worthiness.
The worthiness.
And so we will show up with skills, like I mentioned earlier, and talents, but never really fulfill our dreams because the worthiness part is not there. So I really like to tackle belief systems. It's like I'm a root cause person. It's like, we're going to talk about a medical condition. I don't want a Band-Aid. I want to get to the bottom.
Absolutely.
How do we solve it? I'm the same way with our mental health, everything. And so I like to sit down and talk about belief systems. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about people? And what do you believe about life?
Mm-hmm.
Because these are hard things, and we don't recognize what we believe about those things until we all of a sudden hit that rock bottom. We have those coming to Jesus moments, and we all want to change. Mm-hmm. Right? Because, I mean, when you think about it, like, what do you believe about life? Like, I grew up believing life was hard.
Wow.
That's what I witnessed. It was hard. But it's not always hard, is it? No.
No.
Life has a lot of really good moments in it, right?
Absolutely.
But we have these beliefs that we form at very early ages of our life, and they get solidified, and they continue to surface in all of our endeavors. And I had, you know, beliefs around money that were very skewed, and I talk about this openly. You know, in my personal life, I was frivolous. I knew how to do a budget. I knew how to use a checkbook roster. I did it. You know, but in my business, I was risk adverse and didn't want to spend money. Same belief system, but they manifested very differently in those two domains. And so for me, it's when I talk to people, it's really, you know, sit down and answer those three questions. Write down what it is you believe about yourself, about people, and about life, and get real with yourself. Start there. Because when you can start recognizing those, then you can begin to understand how they're showing up in the other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
I'm going to take one moment and to remind everybody that's watching us. You're listening to Alexander and Friends. We are at the Purple Cow Branding Studio, and we have an amazing host and so our sponsor, Mr. Rob Bliss, who we just think he's a fabulous networker, hard worker, and a wonderful man. Thank you so much, Rob, for having us here. And we're just excited for I'm excited that he called and said, I've got this wonderful friend that's coming to talk to us this Saturday. And I said, oh my gosh, we're excited for you to be here. And I'm so glad. And I read your bio a little bit last night, and I'm going through the belief right now. And what do you believe? And why did I have to go through this? And, you know, 3 weeks ago I was sitting here and there was nothing wrong, you know? Right. So I understand when you're talking to somebody, let's say if I came as a client for you to, help me get through this, what would be the first thing that you would tell me before I walked out of that door to keep my mind going? Because it is difficult. You're thinking in your mind all the time, what if? I want to get back to work. I want to be producing. And because our life is production. Mm-hmm. We produce right. Either work at home or work in the public, and you're having to lay off in that time. What kind of support do you give that person to say, it takes a little bit to get there?
Yeah, this is hard, and I don't ever like to diminish anything that anybody's going through, but I feel you when you say this, because with my health stuff, I feel like I've been in that place several times it's like you wake up and you think, is this it? Is this really what this is? And am I going to be stuck in this forever? Especially when you're driven and you want to succeed and you want to be able to do the work that you're doing. And I would say first thing is we have to own the emotion, and it's okay to have it. Because there are many times, I think, again, it goes back to our self-worth. We beat ourselves down because we can't produce the way we want to produce or do. And we place these metrics that are really unrealistic on us, right? And it's hard. And I say that for myself too. So I'm speaking to you for myself because I have to have these conversations with myself. I've had it in the last month because I've been in and out, you know, doing infusions and things like that to get better. And so I think we have to own it. We have to own the emotion. We also, I had a gal on my show that had a traumatic brain injury, and she said, sometimes we have to accept the new normal. We have to be okay with the new normal and find the blessing in that and look at what we can continue to do. And so that's what I have to do when I get into these moments where I realize, even for myself, with the conditions that I have, I'm never going to be back to the way I was. I recognize that about myself. I'm not. So I've learned to embrace what I can out of that and say, what can I do with what I have? And so you take what you have and what can you do from where you are that can add value to you and to the people around you, because we're always going to feel better when we're serving other people.
Absolutely.
I think so often when we get into these conditions, we want to isolate, right? Because we don't feel well. We don't want to. But think about it. When we isolate, what happens?
You're alone.
We get further consumed.
That's
in the condition.
Right. You don't want to get stuck.
No, and you do, right?
And you do.
Start thinking about how bad it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
When you serve other people, you don't have as much time to think about what's going wrong in your world. It doesn't mean we throw it under the rug. It just means that we're putting an emphasis on others. It allows us to shift the energy a little bit.
I like that.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
This is why I stay busy.
I like that.
I do too.
And I see that you gals are doing the same thing too. So it's good. And I love that you're talking about what you're going through, because it is a testimony to the perseverance and weathering through, because you're right. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a journey. Everybody goes through hard things.
Yes.
Our pain is relative to each of us.
To each of us. Yes. And I think another thing, I'm not just looking at about being ill, but I'm talking about decisions you make at home when you stay in pockets of things that you're doing because they feel good, but it's not the right thing to do.
Yes.
And I think that's, as we're talking not only about disease, I'm talking about just two people that stay together just because they think it's good because something is, because they're paying the bills or you're running for office because you think that's going to make you good, but you're only doing it. Why? These are the important things as a coach.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you see a little bit of everything that comes through you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that goes back to, and I agree with you on all of those. Those are all hard, and I do see those. And I think that, you've got to really get back to looking at what your core values are and what your life
looks
like.
Because
we do things. I mean, if you understand the six human needs and Maslow's hierarchy, we're not going to get into all that here, but I talk about that in my program. Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins also talks about the six human needs. If you understand, you know, these basis of what we need in our life, we will stay in toxic relationships or do things, even if they're bad for us, because they bring a certain amount of comfort to us. So, you know, if you think about, like, I think he says, what are we, like, all five-year-olds in adult bodies? Like, we do behaviors like we did when we were a child because that's what made us comfortable. If we knew as a child throwing a temper tantrum got us what we wanted, we tend to do that as adults. If we don't grow out of it, we don't work to get out of that, we'll still do it. So, yeah, I think that's where we have to get back into looking at what our values are, what our needs are. Are these needs that we're addressing, are they fitting a need in a bad way or in a, you know, negative or a positive way, good or bad? And take stock of that. And I think all of this is one big puzzle. It's no do just one thing. It's kind of like if we're talking about getting healthy. You know, people come to me and they're like, well, I'm going to diet. First of all, I'm going to bite. We ain't dieting. We're not going to do that. We're not going to diet because I hate diets. They're not sustainable. We're looking for lifestyle modifications, sustainable lifestyle modification, right? So we have to do this whole puzzle. We got to look at everything, how much sleep you're getting, who are you hanging around, what kind of content are you consuming? You know, how do you spend your day? It's no one thing that
everything
makes
comes
or break
together.
Us, right?
That's really good.
That's why I mentioned in the very beginning when that practitioner said to me, what did you do to contribute? I didn't know because I didn't have the knowledge to understand that we're complex beings and this is a complex puzzle that we're working in every single day.
Yes. So, you know, when I'm listening to you talk, it just reminded me of how a lot of people, the first thing, you know, when they are struggling, which there's a lot of help that they can get from counseling, from psychiatrists. Right. But when they come to you and, you know, you're not a psychiatrist, but you really help people navigate through their journey and not giving them the solutions or just be there to listen, but help them see things that they might not recognize. So that's really good because I think all of us need some kind of lift and a mentor and a coach to just come alongside and not to tell you how to think or how to feel, but just kind of nudge you along and point you to a direction where you can go help yourself. When you want help, you can help yourself. So that's a really healthy take on that. Now, I know that in your coaching business, besides the health life aspects, you also have that entrepreneurship piece. So can you share that with us here?
Yeah. Well, actually, entrepreneurs are my favorite people to coach. And the reason being is because I get it. Like, I get it. I get the pain of it and the beauty of it, right? Like, we can't really separate work and life. So, you know, I just built out a program, and the whole program really boils down to designing the dream, designing the life, and designing the business in that order. Because so often we go into business, and this was my experience. I went into business, and even though I had watched my parents do entrepreneurship, I really didn't understand the psychology behind it, right? I knew, okay, go work hard, and you made money. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. You got to learn how to build relationships, you know?
Yes. Absolutely.
You, in all the years I was in network marketing, we started out doing scripts. Well, no script is going to keep a client. It might book a sale, but it's not going to keep a client.
Amen.
Right? So a lot of them, when they come to me, they're coming to me because they want to learn how to build their business or they're wanting to take the next step. I had, you know, some of them are moving from corporate to entrepreneur space. Some of them are just starting out. Some of them have been in. I'm working, you know, with one right now that's been in 7 years in his business, and he's trying to push more into the, you know, building it up. And what typically happens is somewhere around the fifth and sixth week, in the beginning, we're talking about all the semantics of business, you know, guess what happens? The junk comes up, the head stuff, right? The blocks.
Yes.
Because I can't tell them we need to fix all that first. They're not going to want to do that, right? Like, but it ends up coming up. And so we work through all that, and we may be talking about sales or marketing or, you know, all of that, but it typically is going to get back to, we got to clean up these processes over here. We got to clean up what they're thinking, how they're thinking. And I got to help them learn to sneak around some of that stuff so that they can push forward. Because again, they're going to learn a script, but are they actually going to pick up the phone and make a call? Are they going to end up able to follow through on that client after? Or and rejection. Are they going to be able to learn how to weather
that's
through rejection?
Right there.
Are we going to take
that's
personal? Or
that's
I mean, there's a lot to it.
That's good.
But they're my favorite people to work with. Entrepreneurs are my favorite.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, yes.
Well, that's awesome.
That's when you learned how life is all about, what life is all about.
I agree.
Because I tell you, I've been entrepreneur all my life, and yeah. I think most of us have been. But one of the things that I admire is your excitement when you're speaking.
Thank you.
You speak with a voice of knowledge.
Thank you.
And knowledge is so important because you're giving that person the ability. You know, I always say, I'm in the real estate world. And I've been in real estate since I was 18 years old, but I do millions of things in between. Every morning I wake up, I say, God, show me the way. And I invented Alexander in France and B&A management. I've had restaurants and everything. But one of the greatest things that when you're an entrepreneur, you're crawling.
Yes. Mm.
And crawling, then you start walking. So when people tell me, I'm going into business, I always tell them, you better start learning how to crawl.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Because $1 is 99 cents and one penny goes to the bank.
Yep.
Because otherwise, it's just impossible. And when you live beyond your means as an entrepreneur, you fail. Mm. And it's not bad to fail.
Right.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
But you've got
me too.
But as a coach, you know, we all have failed. But as a coach, a coach, when you're coaching that person, you know, I see that you tell them, I have failed. And you're here because you're
that.
In that position. But look
that.
At me. Look where I am. Yeah. You have to believe in yourself. Yeah. And that's in everything you do. And so I have to come back to Alexander and Friends because one morning I woke up and I was with 660 AM, the radio station, because one morning I woke up and I don't like to fail. Nobody likes to fail, right? And I knew that if what I do, even when my doctor said, we're going to have surgery now, I said, but I want to wait a little bit. I got to have a closing tomorrow. He says, well, you can close it from your hospital bed. You know, and I did. It did. It closed. Thank goodness I had the greatest friend in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, nobody wants to fail.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, and as I see you speaking to that entrepreneur, I think you're giving the answer to them that, look at me. I've been there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the excitement you bring to that person. And that goes in campaigns or anything you do. You've got to have that strength. Look, I've known that lady for many years. And I've seen her in the top, the bottom, and the end. But here we are. We're sitting.
Oh, absolutely. I'm listening to Jennifer, and I really appreciate what she's sharing in reference to you're going to fall and you're going to be okay. I love her energy
enthusiasm.
On that part because I wish I would have had you when I lost Shelly Dobo Duop Voice and Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my business in 2003. That was really hard for me to understand and cope because pretty much I gave up everything to do that. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned how I found out what I was really doing wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. I was too sweet.
Yeah.
I was too nice. I would let the parents bring their kids in. Oh, Miss Shelly, we can't pay you this month. Okay. My heart was too large.
Yep.
But I had to learn from that. Even though I kept the same heart,
right.
I just turned it more business-wise.
You got smarter.
I got smarter.
I love it.
Yes, absolutely. So I had to realize that I just can't, even though these babies were singing with a broom in their hand in a mirror, and they were so absolutely gifted kids. And they were coming to my studio, but I was still saying, oh, God, you will take care of me. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me get that, you know, corrected. But he did. But I had to learn the business side of it because I already knew I had the heart side.
That's
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. So now, you know.
I will say, I wish I had me then, too, because I say we learn what we're supposed to learn at the time that we learn it, right? And
yes,
I grow up, I want to be like you, because I did look at your stuff, and you are impressive
me
lady.
Me, too. I want to be like
woman.
The queen bee over here.
So I
just work hard
too.
And be.
I do my homework, too. And I admire your tenacity, even going, like I mentioned earlier, going through all this and continuing to thrive and do what you need to do.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all do that as entrepreneurs. All of us want to, you know, achieve. And failure, I think, is one of those things that we tie failure to our worth. It goes back to that confidence and self-worth thing. We tend to tie our failure to good or bad human, rejection, good or bad human. And it's not that, right? And
well,
so
good.
I think there's one word you have to use through all failure. It's humble.
Yeah, that's good.
You have
been
to learn to be
humility.
Humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humility is very important. You know, somebody asked me, in my career, I have been very successful. I've also have not been successful. But to me, it's not I don't do it myself. You know, when I do any business, it's always I thank that person because of them. I am my friends, my clients, my family. I am who I am because of them.
Right.
Because if I did not have them, I don't know who I would be. Mm-hmm. But everyone that brings something to me, it brings some value to me. And I'm humble. I'm always so humble because if it wasn't for that particular person, whether it's my friend Miranda or my friend or Rob Bliss who gave me the opportunity. And sometimes people ask me, I'm so blunt. I'll ask you, can I do this with you? You know, when I came to Rob and I said, Rob, I need a studio. I was in 660 The Answer, great studio. And we had an amazing man that opened the door for me at the
Old House Barbecue,
Mr. Guillen, who said, use my location for your studio. But I wanted to bring the studio to bigger, better. I just asked Rob one day at the door, can I come and join your studio? And he said, huh? And he said, of course. And look where we are today.
That's right.
And where we moved to. And so I think the word humble is very important.
Well, yeah. I can attest to that Alexandra is one of the most grateful and humble people I know. And she's genuine because you think you're like, no, what? She is thankful for every kindness, act of kindness people do for her. And even when she pays them or no matter what, random strangers, that she's always very thankful and humble for those people.
Humility is so important.
Yes, it is.
Because that's what makes a person, because I think sometimes we forget, you know, just because you're wealthy or because, you know, you have this location. Well, let me just give you an example. Rob Bliss is blessed and humble. Look where he is today.
That's right.
When I'm, you know, being here 2 or 3 years ago. But having said all this, first of all, I want to thank you, Jennifer, for being here today.
Thank you.
It's so amazing. And of course, I want to thank my very good friend and author of what book? I'm sorry, Michelle.
Shortcuts and Practical Ways to Survive Marriage.
So everybody has here. So I want to go back to you for a minute. And of course, Elena just finished a great book called The Torah Tasting, which I understand is going to be translated to
Chinese.
It's
going to be the new project this year.
Oh my gosh.
So God's timing.
God's timing.
It's going to go global.
It's global. Yeah. So, but before we say, there's a very special guest here today, which I adore, which I have always looked up to because she's such an amazing young woman. And we have so much in common, especially in my Jewish community. I want to say thank you for Ms. Rowena Waters for coming, taking her time off to be here today and sit at in our beautiful studio and listen to us. She is running for office. She's running for the city council seat in Carrollton, Texas. So
That's right.
I just wanted to say thank you because she's an amazing woman. You all have to go back. She's also with a humble woman and comes from the Philippines and a great American. And she is also a widow, but an amazing lady that I admire very much.
Right.
So I wanted to say thank her very much for being here today and watch us ladies, because there's nothing like women in power.
That's right. And we want to remind you, you are listening to Alexandra and Friends with Alexandra herself, sitting with us this morning, looking great and healthy and beautiful as always.
Thank you so very much.
And we're going to take a commercial back and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone. This is Jose Guillen, the owner of Old House Barbecue, located in Louisville and Carrollton. You can find us at oldhousebbq.com. And we are the proud sponsor of Alexandra and Friends. Come and see us.
We are back to Alexandra and Friends podcast that you're listening to this morning in this beautiful Purple Cow branding studio. And Rob Bliss, the owner and our amazing partner and sponsor, is here with us. So any of your marketing branding needs like websites, video production, social media, he is here to help you. And the address here is 13612 Midway Road, Farmers Branch, sitting just right in the middle of North Dallas, and great location. We have this beautiful view overlooking the surrounding of North Dallas here with us. And of course, we have our co-host, Marshall Johnson, and Alexandra herself.
Good morning, everybody.
That's right. Our wonderful guest this morning, Jennifer Loading, sharing with us. Her book is called Be the Toughest Obstacles. And she is a life success coach, health, entrepreneurship, just an amazing woman mentor, and sharing with us her journey getting here. And so, Jennifer, I understand that you have used the term dream designer. And I think about dreams when we were little kids, and we have little children at one point, and kids have those dreams. And one day I want to be A, B, and C. And then life happens. Right. And then they get a little bit tough and callous, and those dreams kind of get tucked away somewhere, and they don't want to revisit, revive. Now, as adults, and I understand that we can dream again. Okay. And so I just love that term that you have used, dream designer. Can you share with us how you help people to revive or recreate some of their dreams in life?
Yeah. So I'm actually a certified dream builder coach, and that's the real title for it. The dream designer that we design is what we do. And so that gets back to when we sit down, I actually have them visualize. There's four areas that I like to talk about, and it's our, obviously, our health and our well-being, our relationships, our career, mm-hmm. and our time and money freedom. These are the main four areas where we have success and also what we call failures. I don't call them failures because I think they're lessons learned. Mm. But what I have them do is assess that in the very beginning, is to sit down and look at where, you know, really rate each of those categories mm-hmm. on a scale of 1 to 10. How fulfilled do you feel within each of those domains, right? Because I think we have dreams, but I think as we grow up, we start to realize that there are things we think we're mm-hmm. supposed to do. We're mm-hmm. supposed to get this degree, go to school. I talk to so many people on my show that talk about, you know, I went to school to get this degree because this is what was kind of expected within my house. And then they realize kind mm-hmm. of midstream, they no longer really even love what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I do believe our strengths find us. You know, if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing, maybe go look at what you were interested in as a kid.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I used to sit on the tape recorder recording myself on the tape recorder.
Wow.
Forgot about that. But I do have them go in and really assess how fulfilled they feel in each of those categories,
right.
and then figure out what this life would look like 3 years from now if they could have all things go well, because we just don't take the time to do that.
That's right.
Right? We don't take the time to actually mm-hmm. sit down and do that. Before we even get to that place, we already have dismissed it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start to sit down and actually start writing things out, like I have them write this out, we go through
That's good.
Because Excellent. There's a little bit of power that comes in writing things, right? That's why
Absolutely.
We sign contracts,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
when we
right.
write, it's why we used to take notes in school so we'd
That's
memorize
right.
things.
Mm-hmm.
There's some power in writing things. And so when we go through that, then they can once again begin to look at that. And we mm-hmm. like to do, you know, the way I was trained, the reason we do the 3 years is because if I say 10 years from now, we're going to totally go, that's not happening. That's too far to even think.
Right.
But if it's a year from now, mm-hmm. that's too short of time. 3 years is good for us to look at and say, okay, 3 years from now, what would I like my relationships to look like? Is that my healthy relationship with my kids? Is that mm-hmm. a new spouse? I don't know. What does that look like? Same thing with our health and well-being. What does that look like 3 years from now? What does our time and money freedom look like? What
that's
does
fine.
Our careers look like? Whether
That's
we're
good.
An entrepreneur or not, you can still do all of this.
That's right.
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 That's
and so
right.
when we do that, then that gives us kind of, it gives me something to remind them of when we're going through the hard things to say, do you remember this is what you were trying to create?
That's right.
Is what we're doing right now in alignment with what we're trying to create?
Yes. That's why I did a vision board.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
You do a vision board.
That is excellent.
You write down a vision board and you go back and review every quarter.
Yes.
Yep.
So once you see what you have begun and see what you have done or gotten mm-hmm. to or gotten to where you want to be.
Yes.
On that 3 months or that 6 months, it helped you, you know, line your life up in order of where you want to go. Do you agree with that,
yes.
Jennifer?
Yes, it's
Absolutely.
Subliminal. You see it. You will look
That's
at
right.
this every
morning.
In Mary Kay, we did vision boards all the time. So, yeah. Like, I'm the queen of the of what we do on the vision boards. But yeah. You do that however you want. I'm a note taker. So, for me, writing it down on a piece of paper and flipping it, you know, and looking at that and seeing. I have one client that I've been working with for, I tell this story all the time, and she allows me to tell this story. She's 27 now. Started working with her when she was 24. We're on 4 years now of me coaching her. Started right when the pandemic hit. When she came to me, she had a business. She was from Russia, living in Spain. She sought me out. That's what makes this really cool, because she found me somehow. And she was in an okay place, but she was kind of starting out as a young entrepreneur. Well, this year, we've done all these things I've shared with you in here today. We looked at core values. We started implementing healthy habits. We talked about limiting beliefs. And I will tell you, for probably the first years of working with her, she would tell me I'm lazy. And I would say, you're not lazy. You just haven't found the importance in doing these things yet. Absolutely. But once you start figuring out why we're doing this and we're trying to build these, like, unconscious, competent habits, things are going to change in your life. Well, here, I'm getting chills telling y'all this right now, because this past year, she had her best year at 27 years old. She traveled to Dubai. She traveled to Kenya. She traveled to India. She's planning another trip to India in the coming week, like in 2 weeks, she's planning another trip to go. She bought a car, bought a, they call it flat in Spain, is now refurnished it, put furniture in it, is now going to be an Airbnb. This is all at 27 years old, by the way. And she has weathered through two Instagram accounts with tens of thousands being shut down and had to rebuild it. Wow. And figured out how to navigate this move her clients to Telegram, and has built this whole online empire, whatever you call it,
that's
business.
Right, empire.
And so I've worked with this girl 4 years now, and I've really just become at this point a mentor. I really don't even have to coach her anymore. She calls me up and she tells me, here's what I'm working on. Here's what I didn't do. Here's what I need to do. And it's just, I'm an accountability partner for at this point. But 4 years, we
absolutely
have
so
gotten her to this. And she's living her best life. She's, oh, and I will say, she's also doing horse riding lessons now, has a poker tutor.
Wow.
And she goes to these yoga retreats, these like 2 week yoga retreats.
Well, thank you for the gift that you would plant a seed in her. We got to remember that we have to plant a seed for someone.
And water it.
Got to plant that seed. If you know if you can plant that seed in somebody, we have to do that. We have to plant the seed. So congratulations, Jennifer, that you planted that seed. And when she watered, you watered that seed.
I know.
Now look, this is what happens.
She's like another child, I feel like, now.
Absolutely.
She's the same age as my oldest daughter. She's born same month, same year as my daughter. And it's been fun to watch her grow,
Absolutely.
And she told me, it's January, we talked around New Year's, and she had thanked me for, helping her through all this and showing her this and how she'd had her best life. She's like, I think about the Karate Kid kind of thing, like the prodigy child that I talk about her all the time, just because it's been fun to watch her journey go from telling me how these things didn't work to me just saying, if you just keep trying this one thing, this one thing, and then one thing piled onto the one thing, and it piled onto the one thing, and for her to be in a place where, she's financially doing well.
Very good.
That's
so good.
Doing well at 27 years old. I can't imagine what she's going to be doing at 40, 50.
Yeah, she'll go back and think about who was there to help her.
That's right.
And that's important.
That's right.
Jennifer, if somebody wants to get hold of you, that wants to use your services, how would they do that?
Well, I'm pretty easy to find if you can spell my last name.
That's what Rob
said. It's Jennifer Loading, LOEHD as in dog, ING.com. That's my website. Everything's linked. And you can, I'm on social media all under my name, so.
Very good.
You Google it, I'm pretty easy to find.
Can they get hold of you by phone also? It has to be.
No, they can. Yeah, my phone's fine too. 972-408-8231. That's fine too.
Well, I'm going to go around the table, the room here for just a second and just kind of bring everybody back to each one tell who they are. Marshall, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, and we've got 3 minutes to go, so I want to just bring everybody updated.
Funny. I need to go see Jennifer. Let's just make this real.
I think we're going to just be friends.
What's your
name? I never get anything done.
I need to see somebody like her, Miss Alessandra. I need to be somebody who be a mentor to me. But anyway, I'm sorry. I enjoyed you, number one.
You.
My name is Marshall Johnson. I am executive director of the Joy of Music and Movement, Arts Integration, also a music. I do music production, songwriter as well.
And she sings beautiful.
And I'm an author.
And she's little, and
I've been married for 37 years.
Woo! And you sing beautiful. And just tell us a little bit, just a one tiny bit about the children's production. Tell us, is that a nonprofit organization?
Yes, it is a nonprofit organization. And what I do, I go into inside of the schools, the ISDs, and we teach dance, music, and theater. And my ages are from 8 to 16. Well, only 6 to 18. I'm sorry. And so we do musicals and we do shows out here. We perform a lot at Texas Live, and we come and entertain. If you need me, we could come out and perform for your organization. So that's what we do.
I like it.
And I inspire the kids and I mentor my babies. So I let them know.
I
love you too. I mentor them. So
yeah, I love
thank you.
Energy.
I have to contact you because I need you in my life.
You're awesome.
Elena, tell us a little bit about you and your family and what you're, and we've got a few minutes to, I just want to go around because, you know, it takes a couple of weeks for us to come back to our next show. And I want to make sure that everybody that's listening and who's going to be listening, they know a little bit about our team.
All right. Well, I'm Elena Glassman, and I published my book called Torah Tasting, 49 Chapters of Torah Portions, Insights, Personal Stories that I share. And it's really about journeying through God's goodness with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's
absolutely
my story, and very exciting news. I will be sharing more about my book, Going Global. And I've been married for 26 years
right,
to my
Paul.
Wonderful husband, Paul, and who is in the audience
today.
He's
in the audience, yes.
Yes, with our son Matthew is here also. And so I am just excited to be here with Jennifer because, you know, there's a saying that says, find what you love to do and you will never have to work a day in your life.
Ooh.
And so, you know, when you, I just sense so much good. Passion and love that she has doing what she does. It doesn't feel like work, probably, you know, the day to day. And I just love that. And I think everybody should look for, or if they haven't found it yet, what they love to do. And you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Mm. And that's so true.
Absolutely.
The passion of I've been in the real estate. I'm Alexandra Fincher. I've been in the real estate world all my life since I was 18 years old. And to me, it's not work. I love what I do. I have a passion. I was with American Airlines for 25 years also. So, but the passion for me is real estate. It's people. To me, it's, you know, I sell myself to the people. I don't sell real estate. I sell me.
Right.
So I love what I do. I'm passionate about life and community service, and about the veterans, because that's my life.
That's
so
right.
I want to thank you so very much, Michael Clark, our
producer.
Without him, I don't know what I've done.
Right.
I mean, he came with me from 660 The Answer, and I can only give everybody my knowledge and my care, because unfortunately I have to work for a living.
We all
and
do.
That living has to be part of my work and my life. But I want to thank everybody. I cannot say, but God has created a world of love and life, and you have to use it. And I think if we don't use it correctly, that's where we fail.
That's right.
That's right.
And I want to give a big shout to Miss Nan with the Vintage House in Carrollton, because she just, this is a little store. It's called the Pink House. It's called the Vintage, right in the heart of Carrollton, Broadway, and all historical downtown. But they just received their historical marker
that's right.
on their building. So I want to do a shout out because they listen to our show and they're watching us. And Miss Nan is just an amazing lady. And I want to thank Rob Bliss for giving us the opportunity of this wonderful studio. And I hope one day it's full and packed. But
that's
neither here or there. You can listen to Alexander and Friends on any social media on that you listen to. We have over 125 podcasts. So we talk about life, health, wealth, and love. And if you're interested in supporting us, we do need advertisers. We'd love to have you join us and give me a call at 972-342-2932. And look for me because I'll be knocking on your door to ask for advertising here coming real soon.
And the website is?
And the website is alexanderandfriends.com or in Facebook, Alexander and Friends and Company. And we appreciate you giving us some suggestions. And I have a lot of people on LinkedIn that come back and they love the show. So
Would
thank you,
like
you very much.
About the- next episode, guest. Our guest.
Oh, very well, exciting. We have an exciting guest coming up on April the 27th. Tell us about it,
yes,
Elena.
April 27th. Yes. Well, I mean, Alexandra, and thanks to Rob telling us about this movie. The number one movie currently on Netflix is called The Hill. And the man behind the true story character, Richard Hill, will be with us. And he has an amazing, spectacular story to share about how he overcame his disabilities and became a professional baseball player for the Texas Rangers. And so that's very exciting. I think it's going to be very inspiring story to share. And I just cannot wait. And another thing I'd like to mention is that, of course, we had through Easter weekend and upcoming April 22nd, Eve is Passover. And Passover is a very significant time to remind us that God is our deliverer. Absolutely. And our help. And in time of need, and I think all of us need to be reminded daily that who he is to us. And so going into the holiday and we are preparing our mind, soul, and spirit for this very special feast and holiday. So it's good. God is good all the time.
That's right.
Well, everybody has different holidays. So we really appreciate all the holidays for everybody. And we like to honor everybody. But it's been an amazing day. Jennifer, anything that you can want to close with?
I just want to say be awesome. Do what you love doing. Figure out what that is and do what you love doing.
That's good. That's
Marshall?
Good. Oh, I'm just looking at Jennifer Tiller. I love it.
That's good.
That's good. She got the
well,
good words.
I'm thankful every day, and today is a beautiful day. So I hope everybody go be blessed and enjoy the rest of this Saturday. And should we have Miss Marshall close us out with a prayer?
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you that listen to our podcast and from home or when you're on the road. We thank you so very much. We'll see you on April the 27th. Miss Marshall, you want to close us with our wonderful prayer?
Yes.
And a little bit of a music.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He guide me in the midst of the storms. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we thank you so much for this awesome guest who came today. Jennifer, what a powerful woman she is, and how she continue to share her light and share and plant seeds in your people, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this awesome podcast, Alexandra and Friends. We thank you for the visionary, Miss Alexandra Fitcher. She is the queen bee. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for her vision and for what she does for all the people that you tell her to touch. Bless the audience, dear Heavenly Father, today. Bless the ones who is here live. Bless the ones, dear Heavenly Father, who are listening to you, dear Heavenly Father, as they continue to follow you. We give you all the praise, and thank you for Michael. Thank you for Michael, who comes every Saturday to dedicate his time to Alexandra and Friends with his magic hand. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. Hello.